Saturday night I went to bed and the snow was falling, and this morning, Sunday, wow, there's snow everywhere, absolutely covering the ground all around the house. I shall take a walk out in a bit and see how the roads are doing. Has the council cleared the roads as we all expect? And more importantly, I'll ring some people and check that they're keeping warm, because in this cold weather, it's the cold that's really dangerous for people, and we need them to understand the importance of keeping warm. And what's been great in this cold weather recently is how communities have pulled together. The stories about youngsters and their parents picking up their shovels and going down to the school to clear a path to the school. The people who've called in on their neighbours to make sure they've got hot food, or given them a lift in their four-wheel drive vehicles to their hospital appointments, or help the nurses and district nurses to get through for their appointments. These are all fantastic examples of great British pluck. And I hear these politicians now and then who talk about broken Britain, and I think of events like this and I think they're crazy. Must be wrong, mustn't they? Here are people pulling together for their communities, making sure that everybody is fine. And just think again about that Haiti earthquake and the dreadful loss of life and people tipped out of their homes and they've nothing. And British people have sent their own money. It's not just the government sending aid on our behalf. We've all picked up the phone and we've sent money to Haiti to help. So I don't think Britain's broken at all. I think Britain is a strong country where people care about their communities. And it's up to us, the politicians, to give people a lead to make sure it stays that way.